Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Friday, September 22nd, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have a lot of very serious news to break out of that. We also have a lot of positive developments to lay out as well. Coming up next segment, I'm going to break down the fact that they have had massive protests in Canada, big protests in the United States, and, of course, protests in the UK and Europe. But the biggest ones have been in Canada, all across the country. Some estimates are up to 30,000+ people at just one event in Canada. These are huge demonstrations for Canada, only rivaled by the trucking protests against the lockdowns that we saw a year and a half ago that the government tried to crack down on. And it is massive. These are huge anti-grooming protests. We'll talk more about that coming up next segment, but it really shows people are waking up and standing up and realizing that our most basic biological imperative, protect our children, is under attack, and it really is waking people up, and folks are rising to the challenge. But the first thing I wanted to hit was another attack on the Crimean main Black Sea Russian fleet, Russian headquarters there, by these British-made high-tech cruise missiles. Reportedly, six were fired at the base, five were shot down, one went right into the front of the base, right to the front door, and damaged much of the building. This is only meant to provocateur the Russians into hitting major government targets in Ukraine, so that Zelensky and others who are faltering can point at that and say, look, you know, Russia's hitting our main targets. We need NATO to enter the war. And in fact, Poland, who came out 2 days ago and said, we're no longer supplying you any new weapons or money after the commitments we promised are over, has now presented a $20+ billion bill to Ukraine. And the leaders in Poland have said this is being done because Ukraine has called Poland an ally of Russia, has said, you better let us dump all of our grain on you. You better let us basically send all our crime to you. You better take care of all of our refugees and put them on welfare. You better do whatever we say. And, of course, the Poles and the Ukrainians have a long history, just like they have a long history, all three groups with each other. And so it's like the Crips and the Bloods. And it's a big deal because Ukraine has been so arrogant. Zelensky has been so arrogant. The Poles were some of the biggest supporters of the Ukrainians in the last year and a half plus. And now, because of Zelensky literally calling them last week Russian agents, and the Ukrainian news calling them Russian agents, because it wasn't enough that they've given them a large percentage of their GDP and a large percentage of their weapons. And, of course, the criminal mafias that are in control of Ukraine took that as a green light to just completely suck Poland dry. And so the Polish leaders have made national statements. The leader of their parliament, their president, I mean, you name it. The stories are all up on Infowars.com that Ukraine is a drowning man. Germany is a sick man. You know, the drowning man will pull down those who try to help him and kill him. The sick man will infect those around them. The population of Europe is turning completely against this war. And they understand that NATO started it 9 years ago. Doesn't mean Putin's perfect. Doesn't mean we lionize Putin. But we're on Russia's doorstep. The West is attacking Russia. The Pentagon admits they're trying to start a wider war. The RAND Corporation is bragging about it. And it's total and complete madness and insanity. So that development's huge. The Chinese have another flotilla around Taiwan right now doing attack drills with aircraft, the biggest drills ever. This is just a very, very serious moment in time. And there are very powerful globalist forces that need a giant worldwide crisis this year. I would say by December, but definitely by next February. They need a major escalation of this war to smokescreen the economy collapsing, the bubble popping, and then bringing in their new central bank digital currency, cashless society, mark of the beast system. So we're in a very, very serious inflection point. Also, major governments around the world, including Canada, are calling for price controls. So inflation is fully out of control. We'll lay it all out when we come back. It's Friday. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's, so share the live links of this show if you want to defeat the globalists. The ball is in your court. The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. We put our faith, we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone. Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone. All in all, it's just another brick in the wall. All in all, you're just another brick in the wall. We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teachers, leave them kids alone. What is that song pertaining to? Well, we know because the writers and the performers of it, the great artist at Pink Floyd, have explained it to us what it means. That the educational system is there to intimidate and to brainwash and to fracture and to divide the children. And that was certainly true in the early 1970s when that song came out. But it's even more true today, because there's been good educators and some good schools and some educational systems that actually were positive. There was more diversity then. But there was still a major vein of corporate globalist funding that was taking over education and really turning into something very, very dark and very, very evil. And of course, the first modern educational system set up in England and Germany in the last 300 years were mainly set up as military academies to literally brainwash and control and turn people into non-thinking robotic soldiers like the Prussian schools. So the roots of this go very, very deep. I mean, you had the ninja of Japan, not just a Hollywood fiction, something very real, who would be taken as a young person and trained for up to a decade and literally brainwashed to be a mindless, killing assassin who would then commit seppuku or suicide after they had carried out their one assassination. That's why they were so highly prized and very, very expensive. And the secret schools that trained the ninja were funded by some of the most powerful families in Japan, who again needed assassins that could carry out the killing, then kill themselves so no one could be blamed for who carried out the operation. But I digress into the history of mind control via, quote, what we know of is education. The reason I raise this is, look at the Western schools funded by Google and Apple and Disney. They're all funding drag queen pedophile time. They're all funding the grooming of children. They're all funding the exact same curriculum, the exact same operation to form a governmental corporate sexualization relationship with your child where there is no age of consent. And then once children don't have an age of consent for sex, and once parents and parental rights are cut out, Well, then now they own their bodies for abortion. Now they own their bodies for being mutilated or being sterilized with chemicals. Now they own their bodies to put in the children what they want to put in them. So it's very, very simple. They've moved the Overton window light years into tyranny so that the sky's the limit. And if they can sexualize our children pedophilically right in front of us, then they can get away with anything. So that's why it's so bold. It's why the gaslighting is so intense. But there's major cracks in this edifice and huge demonstrations, huge protests in Europe, in the UK, but particularly in Canada. We're also seeing some protests here. But across Canada, tens of thousands have spontaneously, all over the nation, from small towns to big cities, marched and said, leave our children alone. Let them be innocent. And people are figuring out what this larger agenda is. It was the Tavistock Institute and British intelligence in the 1970s that developed the plan for transgenderism and then, quote, rolled it out to the universities and hospitals. This is a large, long-term strategic operation. That's why it's force-fed everywhere you look on television or in the news, because that is the agenda. But again, the good news is major cracks are forming everywhere, and a lot of former mainline liberals in academia and best-selling authors and top musicians, I mean, this, you see it everywhere, are coming out against it and being demonized and being attacked because they've got to gaslight you and make you feel bad for standing up for the children. But the instinct to defend our youth, the instinct to defend our young, the instinct to defend our future is so strong, people are bucking it. And when you buck the propaganda, and when you get organized, and when you get focused, and when you don't care what the enemy corporate media says, that makes you very, very strong. That makes you very, very powerful. Here's another big example of how we're beginning to break their will. They're not breaking ours. We're breaking the social engineers' will. Their attacks on us because we're resisting make us stronger. Instead of just giving in and letting them crush us like a steamroller, we push back and our cultural, spiritual, economic will gets stronger. Here's an example up on Infowars.com from Steve Watson. Author of Gender Queer Book Found in School says, I don't recommend this book for kids, but it shows young children having sex with each other and with adults and tells them how great it is and that they should do it. It's a total grooming book, but now the gaslighting begins. Oh, I didn't intend for this to be in schools. I didn't intend for this to be seen by kids. I meant like 17-year-old teenagers that are already experiencing this. It's a comic book for them. It's not a, quote, comic book for kids, right? And Joe Camel wasn't targeting kids either. And, of course, a crack dealer trying to give your 10-year-old crack, they're not targeting kids. No, that never happens, does it? I remember being 11, 12 years old and people trying to give me crack and heroin and stuff, and I wasn't even running around with a bad crowd. Of course, I said, hell no. But a lot of kids do. But see, that's what groomers are. They're trying to get you when you're young because you can't protect yourself and you don't have the common sense. That's even the movie Pinocchio from back in the 40s or 50s. Where the con artist criminals round up the kids and basically enslave them and take them to an island where they're abused, where they're dehumanized. So these archetypes are out there because this has happened over and over and over again in history. And these rallies and demonstrations and lawsuits being filed by people that have been mutilated and chopped up and abused, the women that have had their breasts cut off and their children, the men that have had their penises and genitals and testicles cut off when they were little kids. Of course they were manipulated. Of course they were brainwashed. Of course it was abuse. Of course it was wrong. Just 20 years ago, you went to the doctor and wanted your arm cut off because you were crazy. They put you in a rubber room, but now it's supposedly good. Now it's something we've got to support. It's something we've got to validate. And, of course, what do we now learn all over the Western world? The same corporate operation. The schools are telling the children not to tell their parents that they're being transitioned, to keep it secret. And the schools keep files on the parents to make and analyze what type of parents they are and whether they should ever be told or not their child's being prepared at age 7 or 8 to be taken from them and put in a group or government home to be peer pressured by a bunch of other brainwashed people in the cult to follow through with the chemical or physical castration. That's the reality of this. And this is what we're fighting. And imagine once they have the social credit score and the central bank digital currencies in place that manipulate and control our every move, they'll be able to pressure more people financially to follow through. The same globalists are pushing forced government euthanasia. It's going on in Canada. It's going on in Germany. This is a nightmare dystopia that people need to wake up from and say no to. And I know our audience is the tip of the spear in that fight. But reaching out to the brainwashed left, they have to understand that they've been conned. They're not part of a ruling class. They're not part of an elite. They are the fools. They are the schmucks. They are the suckers that signed on to the globalists because they were trying to conform and believe it would give them a place in society, when in truth, the New World Order system is dynamiting and destroying civilization and society around us. It's a post-human world. Now, we're going to be right back after this important break, but I want to ask you to ask yourself a question. Are you sharing the links? Are you spreading the word? Are you posting clips? Are you warning people about the New World Order? Because you are the resistance. When you take action, nothing can stop you. Our destiny collectively is in your hands.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Show on this very important Friday edition. I've got a few other important points I'd like to make. I'm going to hand the baton to the great Owen Schroyer. Now, last segment, we got into the fact that the author of Gender Queer, another one of these non-binary people, said, oh, no, we're not targeting kids in schools. I'm not targeting children. But that's why they put them in middle schools and high schools all over the country, and why they're teaching children in elementary school the exact same brainwashing propaganda. It's been caught on film countless times. We know what's going on. But this is part of the gaslighting. When their agenda is pushed too far and they see major opposition mounting, they pull back and deny it ever existed, hoping that our resistance that's formed dissipates. It's the inchworm. Incrementally pulling forward, when they get pushed back, they pull back, but they gain 2 feet, then lose 1 foot. Gain 5 feet, then lose 2 feet. Gain 10 feet, then lose 5 feet. Gain 100 feet, then lose 40 feet. But they're still moving forward. So we organize a resistance, we mount it, we push them back, we go back to sleep. They attack again. And what's Joe Biden doing? He's out today. The video's on Infowars.com saying, hey, Trump ruined the border, Trump erased the border, the border's broken because of Trump. Just let me legalize all the illegal aliens and it'll be fixed, which he's basically already doing. It's the same tactic this week. He said, hey, gas prices are high because of Trump. On and on and on. Everything is Trump's fault. Everything is the American people's fault. Nothing is Joe Biden's fault. So this is how they dissemble. It's how they manipulate. It's how they brainwash. But as long as we have a memory and collectively understand they're globalists who have a program to enslave us, via a system of technocracy, it's game over. You see, the government isn't broken. The government and the corporations at the highest levels are working together to break us, to consolidate control, to conquer us. And that's why when you spread the word about the broadcast, it's why when you buy the products, it's why when you pray for the broadcast, it's why when you do your own show or call on the talk radio or go to school boards or city councils, it shows the people aren't with this agenda. And when the people go to these different events and call out the globalist minions to their face, it decompartmentalizes everybody else, and it's game over for their plan, because these are globalists that are taking control at the local level. And that's why what everybody's doing is so beautiful, because the learning curve is going straight up, and that's why they're so panicked and are trying to crash the global economy, crash the border, start these wars to, again, make us so economically poor that we're so distracted we can't organize and stop them. But we've caught them with their pants down, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what makes them so incredibly dangerous. I now hand the baton to the great Owen Schroyer.
All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the InfoWars World headquarters in Austin, Texas, broadcasting live here on this Friday, September 22nd, 2023. And I do have a lot of news, a lot of videos we are going to be covering here today for the next 7 hours. Yes, for the next 7 hours. And I got a lot of great guests coming up today as well, not just here on the Alex Jones Show, but also on the War Room later this afternoon as well. We will be hearing from Alex Jones again coming up shortly with another special report. Now, let me just kind of lay all this out for you, because we're going to hone in on the illegal immigration news, and this is just absurd. What else are you to believe except that Joe Biden and the Democrats think you're stupid or they think that you're so brain damaged that you don't even have a memory. But we do have a memory. And I remember a year ago, this is when the violent crime sprees were really reaching new levels. And by the way, I have a stack of that on my desk today. And the Democrats came out and they said, well, Republicans defunded the police. As if you don't have a memory, as if they didn't protest for years to defund the police, as if they didn't actually take the political action and legislative action to defund the police in many different cities, including right here in Austin, Texas. So no, everybody watched liberal progressive Democrats defund the police. And then when the crime rates got out of control, they said, why did Republicans defund the police? Thinking you're so stupid that you would go to the polls. Because the main two things people vote on, and this might be changing as people are becoming more aware to the situation we're in the United States of America, more aware of the Democrat Party corruption, more aware of the mainstream media corruption. People go to the polls and they vote, and they think about their wallets, the economy, their bottom line financially, and they think about their safety, the safety of their family, their children. And so, well, gee, if you have those two things in mind and you're informed, you're obviously never voting Democrat. They've crushed the economy and they've defunded the police. So the Democrats say Republicans defunded the police. And so here's official Democrat Party pressers saying MAGA Republicans want to defund law enforcement. I mean, that's just absurd. Again, it's insulting to your intelligence. It's assuming you don't have a memory. And so that's what Democrats think about Americans. They don't think very much. Well, now they're doing the same thing with the southern border. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, I don't know which one is worse. Democrats blaming Trump for opening the border or Democrats blaming Republicans for defunding the police. They're both so absurd on their face, you can't even believe that they would engage in such activities. But that's exactly what they're doing. But it might be worse because they called Donald Trump and his voters xenophobes. They tore down Donald Trump's wall. They protested against having a wall. And see, the media doesn't really get the message. You just had that clip of Louis C.K. talking about how liberals believe there should be open borders, as the Democrats are blaming the open borders on Republicans. So I guess Louis C.K. is a Republican now because he wants open borders? Of course not. That's all absurd. This is an insult to your intelligence. This is Democrat Party politics, which cannot exist with any truth at all. It is impossible to be a Democrat or to espouse Democrat Party policies while being honest. Those two things are impossible to do. So we're going to be covering that. Obviously, we'll get more into the situation where the war in Ukraine has always been a giant money laundering scheme. But now other nations are starting to understand that even Republican lawmakers who might have supported the war in Ukraine in the past are starting to understand that. They know there's no victory there. And so they're starting to go back on that. I do have a stack of political news today. If you didn't hear about this situation with Democrat Senator Bob Menendez, your mind is going to be blown. Now, we thought we had a good idea of political corruption and how these politicians steal and launder money with the Biden crime family. The situation with Bob Menendez goes to another level. Another level. Unreal what's coming out here. I've got a stack of COVID and vaccine and mask news that it's everything we knew that they've been trying to cover up. And now doctors are coming out even more so, ones that have been silent and saying, okay, I have to tell the truth. This is too dangerous. And then we got a stack of criminal news. And, you know, it is Friday, and I haven't taken a phone call this entire week. So I do intend to take phone calls today as well. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back with Alex on the other side.
the most powerful InfoWars life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception is Alex Jones.
Since the end of World War II, the United States has never declared an official war. Now, it's right there in the Constitution that if our country goes to war against a major nation or is materially supporting another nation in a war, there has to be a declaration. You can't just have the executive branch
go out and start new wars. Congress is a check on that with the power of the purse. But since then, with Korea, there was a UN police action, and Vietnam, that again was an undeclared war, and all the other subsequent wars, we've seen a de-evolution away from the Constitution to where now we just have resolutions by the Congress saying that they support what the, quote, president's doing. But now it's not what the president's doing. It's what the UN's doing or what NATO's doing. And it gets more intense by the day. Well, look at this Politico headline. Pentagon exempts Ukraine operations from potential government shutdown. And then buried in there, they talk about a law passed a few years ago where if something's vital to national security, well, the funding just continues on regardless, and the Pentagon directs that. So that is the power of the purse, more and more, being transferred over to the Pentagon. And segueing out of that to another even bigger example, look at the UN and how Biden's former COVID czar is the admitted head of the new UN coalition, ramming through the UN World Health Treaty that they admit, and it's in the document, puts the UN in control of national and regional responses of all signatories to it in the world, and thus of your body. And it was the UN that already ran the policies that we saw during the COVID tyranny in the last 3.5 years. And they admit that was just a test or a dry run. Tedros has said it. Bill Gates has said it. Klaus Schwab has said it. So this is the transfer of our sovereignty to the United Nations and then to agencies themselves. Remember what happened a year and a half ago. The Supreme Court rightly ruled that the FDA and the EPA and other federal agencies can't just make laws on their own. Congress has to. And they just can't say, hey, we're going to ban gas-powered stoves, or hey, we're going to ban all new oil drilling permits, or hey, we're going to shut down the Keystone Pipeline, or we're going to say that carbon dioxide is a deadly poison. But you notice they still do that. They still put out their fake rulings, and then the executive branch implements it. And so the executive branch, via the bureaucracy, is making its laws. And more and more, the bureaucracies like the Department of Energy and others just create policies like, hey, we want all new sales of combustion engines banned by 2035. And the California says, I'll one up you. We want it by 2030. And by the way, in 2023, all new sales of small combustion engines like lawnmowers and electric golf carts and leaf blowers, they're banned. So this is tyrannical rule. But it's not just the federal government doing it. It's the IMF, the World Bank, the big think tanks. They come out with the policies. And then they fund even regional local governments to have the exact same policies when it comes to keeping transgenderism secret with the children, where they don't tell the parents that the school's brainwashing them and putting them in peer groups as young as 5 to prepare them on this path to being eunuchs. So this is all very cold-blooded. Remember what came out a few months ago? I told you about it over a decade ago. It wasn't a secret. Thousands of U.S. public schools down to the elementary are funded by the Chinese Communist government and their curriculum. Oh, and you guessed it. They're funding the racial division, Black Lives Matter, critical race theory. They're funding the transgenderism. Well, of course, all that's banned in China. They have a man-up campaign. They're all about men and women and nuclear families. And now they're telling Chinese have more kids. You see, everything the globalists are doing to us, the Chinese communists, the IMF, the World Bank, the UN, Bill Gates, they're all part of a big, giant consortium ganged up on us. And the Pentagon sits there chasing Muslims around the desert that, in every case, they've actually funded and given weapons to, like they just did in Afghanistan, tens of millions of dollars. And then they use that terror threat to grope our children at the airports and set up checkpoints and inject our troops with experimental shots. The Pentagon is captured. Most of the Senate is captured. The presidency is captured. The agencies are captured. They're not American. They're globalists running us in the ground, setting up a globalist world government coalition. And before that set up, we have to be basically just turned into a military colony. And that's only for a time, because they're coming out with the robots and the drones are not coming out with them. They're here to replace the humans. So the sabotage of the military and the culling of the military and the purge of the military has already accelerated. But just let that headline sink in, because they've got their little legalese, their excuses, and their mental gymnastics. But the founders would not recognize what they've done and what they've set up. Here's the headline again. Pentagon exempts Ukraine operations from potential government shutdown. Oh, the Pentagon exempts. And people just hear that. Oh, and the UN, Tedros says stay in your house in 15 days to flatten the curve, and that the shot works and you should take it. And, you know, the UN tells us, the UN says, with all the big billboards and news articles and the schools being told, well, the UN says that this is a deadly virus. And the UN says that we got to put people in quarantine centers. And the UN says we've got to have contact tracing. They're just training us who our new bosses are. But it's all run by a consortium of 5,000 corporations, roughly, owned by BlackRock, owned by the Rothschilds and a few other major families who literally want to depopulate the planet. This is so critical, and it's absolutely outrageous. We need to take back our governorships, take back our legislatures, take back our Congress, and take back the power of the purse. Take the funding from the Justice Department. Take the funding from the FBI. Take the funding away from the Pentagon. Fire all these globalist generals. You know, they have loyalty oaths to be a communist or a globalist to work at a university now. Those are illegal. There's only one oath, and that's to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, in the United States of America with the oath of office. So they violate and piss on that oath, and most of them haven't even taken that oath. And then they have to take loyalty oaths against this country to sign on to the whole New World Order satanic agenda. And people need to get angry, they need to get focused, they need to say no. We have been conquered. We have been occupied. But by admitting it, we can turn this around. And anybody that stands against this is being targeted and is being demonized for annihilation because we're loyal Americans. And so if listeners and viewers don't support us and don't stand with us and don't go to the store and get great products that enrich your lives and books and films that will inform others, then you're aiding the enemy. And I'm not bitching at you. I'm not like Biden saying, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. All I'm saying is, if you don't support InfoWars, I know most of you do, in some way or another, but if you don't support InfoWars, you're destroying your own future. We are standing against the globals. We are fighting the New World Order. We are giving them everything we've got. We are targeted. We are under massive attack, and we're happy to do it because we're loyal Americans and we know this globalist system's evil. So it's an honor to fight these people, but I'm just asking for you to keep us in a fight. I'm just asking for you to pray for us, and I'm asking you to empower your own life at InfoWarsStore.com with the Trifecta sale right now. The Trifecta sale, our three most powerful products, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Real Red Pill Plus, all 40% off when you get them together at InfoWarsStore.com, and we need the funds. We've been slipping back into the red again. You see all these fake headlines, so we have plenty of money. None of that's true. They're targeting you with those lies to make you think we don't need support. Don't make me prove it to you by InfoWars shutting down. On my children, we need the funds. On my children, we are in a fight with the globalists all the way with the CIA running the attacks on us. But we will overcome these occupiers together, but I need your help. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Okay, we're going to skip this break so one has more time. I hand the baton back to Owen Schroyer.
Everything in this universe is about action. Good actions and bad actions, or actions that are indifferent, really don't matter. Everything is about the will and the decision you make. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get these great products, you don't just fund our operation. You get incredible products. And it's been several years since we've had all three of these formerly best-selling products at one time together. DNA Force Plus, the Real Red Pill.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, you've now got U.S. senators questioning the whole situation in Ukraine. It's long overdue. Here's J.D. Vance on with Jesse Waters talking about it last night.
The true winner in any war is always the war machine. But we're just not talking about defense contractors. War profiteers come in different shapes and sizes. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says endless wars are the goal.
The goal is not to completely subjugate Afghanistan. The goal is to use Afghanistan to wash money out of the tax bases of the United States, out of the tax bases of European countries, through Afghanistan, and back into the hands of a transnational security elite. That is the goal, i.e. the goal is to have an endless war, not a successful war.
War can be noble, but also a business opportunity. So today, Ukrainian President Zelensky told the United Nations what it wanted to hear.
Humanity is failing on its climate policy objectives. This means that extreme weather will still impact the normal global life, and some evil state will also weaponize its outcomes. When islands and countries disappear underwater, and when tornadoes and deserts are spreading into new territories, and when all of this is happening, one unnatural disaster in Moscow decided to launch a big war.
What country is disappearing underwater? And his country's getting shelled to death and he's begging us to buy electric cars? Sounds like he's just trying to consolidate Western support for Ukraine by speaking their language and appealing to their green god. Joe Biden approves this message.
I ask the United States Congress for additional funds to expand World Bank financing by $25 billion. If you allow Ukraine to be carved up, is the independence of any nation secure? I'd respectfully suggest the answer is no. It's not only an investment in Ukraine's future, but in the future of every country.
Ukraine. So we have to save the future of the world by saving Ukraine. That is the message. Save democracy, the environment, and the children. And once you say those magic words, the Clintons appear. Today, just 5 minutes from the United Nations, the Clinton Global Initiative announced their very own program to rebuild Ukraine. In other words, the Clintons have found their new Haiti.
Do we really believe we can make the future better for ourselves and others or not? Doesn't matter if I'm rich and famous and powerful, I can still make a difference and I can't let anything stand in my way.
Then came Hillary, 1-2 punch.
I believe their fight is our fight, their fight for freedom. So we have to stay with the Ukrainians. And it is really important not to push them to negotiate when, number one, the person you negotiate with is not trustworthy. You cannot trust anything he says.
Diplomat Hillary doesn't want a peace summit. Why rebuild half the country when you can rebuild the whole country years later? They're calling it the Clinton Global Initiative Ukraine Action Network, in a salute to Al Sharpton, whose charities never dodge taxes. Early investors include actor Matt Damon, Liv Schreiber, the Ford Foundation, and, of course, Airbnb. Also, the World Bank is in bed with the Clinton Ukraine Action Network. So what did Joe Biden just tell us? The U.S. is sending the World Bank $25 billion, and then the World Bank is sending the money to the Clintons. And then the Clintons are sending it to Ukraine. Now, if you think the Clintons are the only profiteers feasting on the proxy war, you're wrong. Joe Biden just appointed a Democrat mega donor to be Ukraine reconstruction czar.
We are pleased to extend a warm welcome to Penny Pritzker, former Secretary of Commerce, who was named by President Biden as the special representative for Ukraine's economic recovery.
So how is Penny Pritzker qualified to rebuild Ukraine? Well, she's a billionaire heiress of the Pritzker family who founded Hyatt Hotels and who bankrolled Obama's election. And in return, Penny was named Commerce Secretary, where she just happened to travel to Ukraine at least three times, hand-delivering the billion-dollar loans that Biden leveraged to get the prosecutor fired. Guess who she brought with her to Ukraine? Hyatt Hotel executives. You know, the company she owns. Also, the DuPonts, the Delaware chemical tycoons who sponsor Joe Biden. Penny is the perfect czar. But this gravy chain doesn't stop there. Head of the teachers' unions, Randy Weingartner, has taken a keen interest in a war zone.
In the last year, I've been in Ukraine three times, I and several of my other officers. And what we have attempted to do is to support children's education and support democratic principles. Because at the end of the day, if we do not do that in Ukraine, what happens to the rest of the world?
Your children's schools are crumbling, but Randy wants to rebuild Ukraine's schools. And why has the American Teachers Union president been to Ukraine more than Chicago? We'll never know exactly what Randy, Penny, and Hillary are doing there, and that's the point. We're not even allowed to ask exactly where our $100 billion of aid we sent went. The Ukrainian army's disinformation czar says asking questions is treasonous. The czar's name is Sarah. Sarah is transgender. Sarah is an American. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance asked the Pentagon if she was an intelligence operative because clearly something's going on here. Senator Vance asked because Sarah fled our country to fight in Ukraine, so Is she on the CIA payroll or what? Simple question. Why is an American trans man the spokesman for the Ukrainian military? Is this a psyop to rattle the Russians? Or is this a transgender disinformation art? The perfect person to execute the propaganda war. And if we ask these questions, Sarah says, we are creating gender chaos.
Senator Vance recently asked the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, along with the Secretaries of State and Defense, if I was working in some capacity for the American government. Simply put, I'm an American serving as a Ukrainian infantry soldier and combat medic in the dual role of spokesperson and Russian disinformation analyst. The remaining speculation surrounding me is disappointing. While in Ukraine we are fighting for global liberty and the ideology of victory, too many in Moscow and across the world are still caught up in focusing on the tired trope of gender chaos. I only answer to three groups of people: my Ukrainian commanders, the Ukrainian people, and the American taxpayer.
Oh, the American taxpayer. So we're paying Sarah's salary. Now, last time I checked, if you're paying someone's salary, you get to ask whatever you want. And when Sarah, Hillary, Randy, and Penny get together, we have a lot of questions. Let's now bring in Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. So you've been scolded by the transgender Ukrainian American taxpayer-funded disinformation czar, Senator. Do you feel, you know, rightfully humbled?
Well, Jesse, my first reaction when I saw this video was that SNL had somehow gotten funny again. I was sure that it was a big comedy skit, and I was not in on the joke. And then I shockingly learned that this is actually a real person who really does purport to represent the Ukrainian military, which, of course, is almost entirely funded at this point by the American taxpayer. Now, here's the really crazy thing, Jesse, is the original video that I was responding to, this person, this Ukrainian spokesperson, says that anybody who engages in Russian propaganda is going to be hunted down, literally threatening violence against anybody who engages in, quote, Russian propaganda. But as you know, Jesse, multiple American journalists have been accused of engaging in Russian propaganda. Multiple members of the United States Senate have been accused. So are we really funding a military that is threatening the free speech rights of people who disagree with the Ukrainian war effort? That is preposterous, and it gives lie to the idea that this is all about freedom and democracy. If we're all about freedom and democracy, why are our paid guns threatening the free speech rights of all Americans?
Please don't hunt me down, Sarah. I didn't do anything wrong. So, Senator, when you see this new news about the Clinton Global Initiative Ukraine Action Network, and we got Airbnb, you know, we got famous Hollywood actors now involved in the World Bank's kind of laundering American taxpayers through the Clintons into Ukraine, it could be a noble cause, yes, but it also seems a little suspicious considering what the Clintons have been known for their entire career. Do you agree?
Oh, I certainly agree, Jesse. I really guess that 5 years from now, we're going to find out that between the Clintons and a number of American private equity firms and other hyper-global corporations, that you're going to find a lot of people have gotten rich from this. And it's really sad, and it's really despicable because, of course, the Ukrainians didn't invite the war on themselves. I have disagreements with their leadership, but not with the people. But you can almost see the elites of Washington and New York City salivating over acquiring more power and more money for themselves on the backs of the Ukrainian war effort. Anybody who doesn't see this for what it is, I think, is blind to the reality. It's one of the reasons why, Jesse, we have to start asking tough questions about how long is this going to go on. To your
former CIA officer and survival expert, Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.